So if there's anyone here who's ever doubted if their dreams are valid, who has ever wondered if anything they set their mind to is actually possible, who has ever questioned the power of courage? Today is your answer. In a world where the society oftentimes defines our choices and confines us within expected boundaries, breaking the mold can sometimes feel like an act of rebellion. But for those of us that dare, it is a testament to our belief in boundless opportunities that await. So, my name is Omoduni Oloko, a second-year MPH/MBA student here at Johns Hopkins University. From a very young age, I have always wanted to be on a global stage like this one. Not as a spectator, but as an active participant in shaping the future. This vision has propelled me towards a journey that has been marked by bold decisions, geographical shifts, and career transitions. Defying all odds of losing my father at the age of 20, being cut off from his estate, and having to navigate life without the safety net of family support, I made a decision that surprised even myself: to leap into the unknown. On the 30th of January 2022, I left Nigeria for Canada, leaving behind the familiar and stepping into a broader horizon that promised new opportunities and stability. As a young pharmacist, relocating to Canada as a permanent resident seemed like the culmination of my career. However, what did happen was that the comfort of my new environment could not suppress the stirrings of a greater ambition which I had. My dreams are not confined to one continent, one country, or even one career path. They were as vast as the global stage I had envisioned. So I moved again. On the 11th of June 2023, I landed at the Baltimore Washington International Airport, leaving behind the security I had found in Canada and stepping into the role of an international student filled with uncertainties. This move wasn't only geographical, it was emotional, it was financial. Starting my MPH/MBA degree here at Johns Hopkins, I decided to take a leap of faith, to leave behind the corridors of clinical pharmacy and stepped into a realm where healthcare met with technology. It was not the easiest path to take. I came in here as a pharmacist, and now I needed to pursue a different career path, or I wanted to pursue a different career path. Pharmacy has always been what I knew. This journey was definitely going to be Herculean and, to say the least, tough, but I had not envisioned it at the time. So, for me, it was like getting off a cliff and stepping into a fog of uncertainties. The doubts were very, very palpable. I had to battle the inner voices and even voices of people around me telling me, "You are a pharmacist. Stay in pharma. Nobody's going to recruit you in tech. MPH/MBA students don't do that. We do research here." Wow. But then, my father's resilient smile on his sick bed, even in pain, fueled my determination. Today, I am someone that has taken intentional steps with women. I am big on helping women find their true voice and navigating their journeys. It has been a journey of walking through different paths, even though you might not know where it would lead. So, I want to tell every woman and everyone in this room that the road less traveled is fraught with difficulties, but also filled with opportunities. It is about being bold, making the decisions that frighten but excite us. It is about actually stepping into that unknown, knowing that an expansive opportunity definitely abounds. I want to urge each one of you in this room to not only embrace your individual journeys, but to support everyone that comes across your path. Challenge the norms. Dare to be the outlier. How many people are going to wear a green tie and a blue shirt? And most importantly, have that belief in yourself that your dreams, no matter how different or how big, deserve to be pursued. Let's all work together to transform the landscape of possibilities. Thank you.